We are coming together in a sacred moment of time. In God's reality, each moment is sacred, and what that means for us is important, because we live our lives most of the time with the belief that we are limited by who we have been and who we believe ourselves to be as a result of the past. In the sacred reality of the holy, all that we are is open in each moment. It does not have to be conditioned by past beliefs. It can be completely open because God, who is the source of life, permits the full expression of our being and our beingness in each moment. And so when I invite you to join me in this sacred moment, I ask you to see if you can let go of beliefs, all beliefs, about what you must be and who you have been and what you think is your role to play in life. Without beliefs, freedom is possible. Without beliefs, we are each capable of becoming the divine essence that we carry. This is a difficult thing to do, but not impossible, because it involves a turning towards God in the fullness of your heart. The fullness of your heart means that you wish with all of your being to claim your divine birthright. You wish with all of your heart to replace whatever restrictions and limitations you have lived with in the past, to replace these all with God's complete permission to be yourself. Complete permission to be yourself. And in that turning to God, you create a space for yourself in which past behaviors and past thoughts do not have to shape present behavior. And so what is possible then is a new you, a new spontaneous you in each moment. If you have been shy in speaking or uncomfortable with groups or held back in any other way, this is about your belief in yourself that you can come forward. If you have felt defended and unable to feel soft and tender and needing to protect yourself in all new situations by whatever defenses might be characteristic for you, you can imagine in this moment letting them go, because what we hold as restrictions are the beliefs about ourselves, the beliefs that limit us. These are not necessary in the sacred moment. In the sacred moment that we live, all is open. And so in this moment in which you're listening to me, I ask you to see if you can become more present and to let go of everything that was a thought about how you should be in this moment. And even let go of all thoughts about what this moment means, because that is also a belief. What does this moment mean? I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking into a microphone. Some of you are listening via computer. Some of you are sitting in the room with me. Some of you may be listening through mobile devices. These are all the technological parts of our being together in the moment. But what does this moment mean? What can it bring to you? Why are you here? This is the true question for every moment. Why are you here and what are you doing here? In that question lies presentness, because the answer in God's reality is not a thought. It's a feeling of wanting to be absorbed more and more into receiving what the present moment can bring. Do you hear what this invitation is? Receiving what the present moment can bring. If we look at the surface of things, just the physical arrangement of life, we get lost in that. We get lost in the technology. We get lost in the practical aspects of what we're doing, how we're looking at things. But if we are in sacred consciousness, we are in a deeper place asking God to show us what can this moment bring in the way of a new opportunity to be yourself, a new opportunity to awaken. You are free. You are free. Your beliefs do not have to travel with you into each moment. Your presentness in each moment without belief can enable you to be free. And that's the gift of the sacred moment, and it occurs in every single moment, no matter what you're doing. In the physical tasks of life, we may be working at the computer, writing something, or sending an email, or speaking on the telephone, or creating a list of things we need at the market. Those are very practical things, and we're all involved with those very practical things. But what is the meaning that infuses those things? What makes them sacred? The answer, beloveds, is what makes them sacred is the awareness of God's presence in the midst of doing those very practical things, in the interchange between you and everything that exists in that moment, in the realization that you are part of a sphere. Picture that, a sphere. You, the computer, or the telephone, or the room that we're sitting in now, or the microphone, or the energy that's being transmitted to you and through you now, going out to the world. You are part of a sacred life that is much bigger than what the physical reality would let you know. Can you grasp that? A belief is smallness, that I am just doing or you are just doing something now. You are just listening to my voice. You are just sitting on a chair. You are just folding your legs. You are just turning on or off the volume on your computer. Those are physical tasks, but they create beliefs that that's what the meaning of the moment is, and it isn't. Beloved ones, the meaning of the moment is your relationship with God. In that moment, to feel that you are communicating with reality that's larger than the physical. And you are in it in each moment. And so in this moment, breathe and let yourself expand into a larger version of who you are and who you think you are and what you think you're doing in this moment. Open up the possibility to let go of beliefs. Open up the possibility of becoming spontaneous and childlike and innocent and open with wonder at what this moment could bring to you, to you. God wishes to bring something to you in this moment. This is what allows fuller life to take place, fuller life in God's reality, to be fully present to the possibilities of each moment, to be unconditioned by the beliefs of the past, to let your body relax, be open, be trustful, to let your heart allow yourself to receive. What could you possibly receive in this moment from God? Because God exists in relationship with you in a very personal way at all times, not in an abstract way, not in an intangible way, but in a very personal way. And so if you let go of beliefs and you breathe and you say to yourself, I am ready to be fully here. I am ready to embrace whatever this moment can bring to me. And you believe that it can. Because if you believe that it can't, if you believe that you are just a series of functions just a series of interactions of your physical body with the physical environment around you, you will miss what's going on. This is the pathway to the future. It will allow souls to experience themselves on the earth. It will allow you to experience yourself as a soul on the earth. This is the pathway to the future, to exist in innocent trust, in the possibility of each moment to bring a revelation to you, a gift to you, a presence of God to you. This is an enormous shift from where humanity is now. Enormous. Because most people are still experiencing themselves as alone in a separate reality. Even while we're sitting here together, you can ask yourself that. Do you feel connected with everyone else who is listening to this podcast right now, even if they're not with you, even if they're someplace else in the world? An energy is going forth now, an energy of light that's connecting you with others. And they may be invisible others. They may not even be in bodies. They may be part of the hosts of light. They may be part of other beings who are witnessing this moment. Can you allow yourself to feel part of that? Or do you still need to hold on to the idea of yourself as shaped by the particular experiences you've had so far? Revelation, darlings, revelation means that something new can come into the picture, even if you have not allowed it in the past, even if your past has been filled with difficulty, even if you're feeling shut down, cut off, shut off, enclosed in a container of some kind. Even then, the reaching out to receive the revelation of the moment can break through that container, because God's presence operates in the present moment when one is open to receive. Let yourself breathe in my words and the possibility of becoming new, spontaneous, childlike, unknown to yourself, unknown from the past. The possibility of becoming new. You may feel that you're too burdened with the legacy of history to do this. You may feel that your heart is closed or has become closed because of issues that you've had about not trusting. You may feel that joy is far away from you, that you wish you could feel joy, but it's far away. You may feel isolated because of experiences you've had in real time, as we say, of being alone, of feeling that you don't belong. All of those things can be part of your personal history. And yet, all of those things are not as important as what can happen with the willingness to receive God's presence in the present moment. That willingness opens the door to something completely different, no matter what your past has brought to you. And so ask yourself, how willing are you? God brings to us all, in the present moment, in the sacredness of life, the possibility of being our true selves as we were created in the divine creation, the divine blueprint, the divine image of our soul. God brings to each one of us the possibility of being that. And we are in the process of awakening to that possibility, of saying yes instead of saying no, instead of saying I can't, to say, make me new. Let me be new. Let the innocence that I am arise in me. Let the trust that I have forgotten arise in me. Let me be new. This is the magic of God's reality, and it's meant to be incorporated into the physical reality in which we live. And I invite you all to see if you can incorporate this into your daily life, into the very ordinary tasks that you think are just physical tasks or just practical tasks or just unimportant tasks, to allow wonder to come into your experience, to allow divine presence to come into your experience. You are not far away from it, but you need to open the door. You need to open the door to allow yourself to be what you didn't expect yourself to be. You need to open the door to your own innocence. May all beings be blessed by the awareness that the path home is open and that the road to travel is through innocence and trust in relation to the divine source of life. May all beings, no matter what their history of suffering, know that this suffering can be erased by what God is offering through the soul, through the divine within you, to recognize that a new reality can be created and welcomed by you now in each moment that you live. Embrace this reality. Let all beings embrace this reality, that the world may be made new. Thank you for being with me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.